For Adam Stattmiller, his journey to faith was as a result of a number of different factors. One in particular was when a man named Dave took him under his wing. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for the Lighthouse Report, and Adam tells us that gentleman was the most unlikely mentor.
Right when I got into church, a man by the name of Dave Chrysler, he was a mechanic. He was a bear of a man, just massive. I mean, literally, he had his thumbs were like Polish sausages. I mean, he was just a massive guy. He was a man's man, rode motorcycles and a mechanic and a very simple man. And he just offered me the first 2 weeks I was back in church as a 19-year-old and kind of trying to find my way, trying to stay sober. He said, how about you come over to my kitchen every week and we'll sit down and we'll read the Bible.
And Dave's decades of studying God's word really made a lasting influence on Adam's life and on his faith.
When I got to his kitchen, I saw he had 27 Bibles up on the shelf, each one representing a year. He had read through the Bible every year for 27 years to that point. And if you looked in them, every page was marked up. He called them his coloring book. You know, they had these highlighters in it. And he gave me tough love. He was always asking me really tough questions and then telling me about the love of Jesus and the basics of discipleship. And it is true. You know, I've gone to Bible college. I went to seminary. I've gotten a master's of divinity. I learned more in Dave Chrysler's kitchen about being a man of God than anywhere I've ever gone. I've gone to great universities, studied, gone to conferences, all these things. But it was a simple man taking the time to pull me aside and say, hey, come to my house, sit in the kitchen, let's have a cup of coffee, eat some donuts, talk about Jesus. And really, he got those roots deep.
Now that is a great reminder. Investing time in people's lives can make an eternal difference. Maybe you have a story to share about that. Why don't you tell us about it on Facebook or go to lighthousereport.com.